with us as well, Mark. Mark, we're not far away from the darts kicking off now. Excited?
Yes, of course I am. Oh, I'll be watching. I might have a few quid here and there on the Arrows, you know.
Oh, fair enough.
As you do.
Well, one man that knows all about the darts, there's no doubt about it. The man himself, Dennis the Menace Priestley, joins us. How are you doing there, Dennis?
Great, thanks. Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, very good afternoon to you there, Dennis. I will talk to you about the darts in just a second, but I've seen you've been doing some fantastic charity work for prostate cancer. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I can, Danny. We did a big promotion down London on Tuesday, promoting it. And obviously, they're using myself and Martin Adams Bobby George. I mean, obviously, my link is because I've had prostate cancer. Martin Adams has got it. And Bobby George is Bobby George.
And just looking at it as well, Dennis, because obviously it's one of those, especially with prostate cancer, I've seen quite a lot of how many men that this actually affects. You know, this is something about raising awareness, making sure we all get checked, you know?
Yeah, Well, it's something I learnt actually on Tuesday. One in eight white men are likely to contact prostate cancer. One in four black men. One in four. And a man dies every 45 minutes of it. So it's imperative that if you see any signs, Danny, all your viewers and everybody what will listen, because you know what men are like. They think they can just sweep things under carpet and not go and see the doctor. But any signs of difficulty in passing water. My symptom was getting up too often in the middle of the night to go to the toilet four or five times. So there's many, many things to watch out for, but the imperative thing is when you see any change or any sign, go straight to your doctor, because I'm the living proof that if you get in early enough, you know, you can beat it.
Yeah, because, Dennis, time is of the essence, isn't it, with things like this? The sooner that someone knows about it, and, you know, even if it's only to put your own, give yourself peace of mind that there is nothing wrong, but if there is, the sooner you're in front of someone, then the sooner they can get on with trying to make you better.
Yeah, the treatment and everything's come on tremendously since it happened to me 10 years ago. There's a simple blood test to start with, a PSA level. They have that first, and then, you know, if there's something, if that's high, they might do a biopsy. There's different things, but like you said, Danny, the slight, you know, earlier you go, even hopefully it's nothing, but, you know, it's better to have it checked.
Certainly is. And just looking at it as well here, Dennis, as well, obviously we've got to talk about the darts kicking off as well. It looks like it's going to be a really exciting time over in the darts. And, of course, we are seeing Phil Taylor, who is set to retire. I know you've had some great battles with him at the hockey over the years there, Dennis. What's your feeling about his retirement now?
Well, I think he's done enough to put darts on the map. The man's 10 years younger than myself, and I've always advised him that as you get older, harder it gets, and obviously he's beginning to realise that. But he's still playing, you know, very good darts. You know, you wouldn't put anything past him to go out on a swan song. But I think it might be just one world championship too far. I think, you know, if he plays well and his schedule just comes to a situation where he has to play 3 days on the trot, and at 57, he just might find it too tiring. But I hope not. I mean, obviously, then you have the favourite, and he's a worthy favourite, isn't he, Michael van Gerwen?
Hey, it's Mark here, Dennis. You obviously, right at the start of the PDC, you were obviously one of the people involved with founding it. Can you believe, in your heart of hearts, did you ever believe it would be as big as it is now, darts? Because it is, it's just unbelievable. New 7-year TV deal signed today. It's just getting bigger and stronger every day, it seems.
It's what I hoped, but no, to answer that question simply, no, I didn't think it would get to the heights it's got to now. You know, me and Phil shared a purse of $25,000 on the first one in '94. And now it's going to be £400,000 to the winner. It's a big change.
It is, and there's competitions every week now, isn't there? There's people making, thanks to yourself and Phil and the other souls that took that gamble back at the start of the PDC. They've got a lot to thank you for, because some of these guys are earning mega money now, aren't they?
Yeah, even the non-winners are earning tremendous money. I wish they were as grateful as what you sound, Mark. Then the full royalties would be handy.
Yeah, well, some of us are a bit older than some of the others, so we know what it used to be like. So it's we've seen it obviously growing as you have. Do you ever look back and think, oh, if only you'd have had a few years, longer, if you like? Because you were, obviously, when Phil came on the scene, you two were the two big guns, weren't you?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm not one to, ifs and buts, it's a silly thing, but... yeah, looking back, I mean, it'd be nice if I was only 37 instead of 67. Yeah, and because I actually, I came to a peak in me early 40s. So yeah, it could have been nice, but I'm happy with my lot. I won the first one, and I made Phil Taylor the dart player of yesterday by trouncing him in that final. I get a lot of blame for that.
Very good. Very
and you
good.
Look at that as well, Denny. Because I think a lot of people are talking about Phil Taylor and just how well that he has managed to do. Do you think he'll go down as one of not just the sporting greats, but probably one of the great sportsmen that we've had in this country?
Well, yeah, he's got to be ranked at the highest. I mean, there's McCoy in jump racing, 20 world championships, but to winning jockey, top jockey, to keep it going like he did for 20 years. And Phil's done it nearly three decades. It's absolutely remarkable. No, I don't think there's ever going to be anybody quite like him.
Who's going to win it then if he's not going to win it this time? Obviously, you've mentioned Michael Van Gerwen, but Gary Anderson, two-time champion. Yeah. There's a few that are going to fancy their chances.
Yes, Gary Anderson, you can never write him off. Two lads what's come on tremendously this year, and simply because they're playing, as you said, they're playing the Pro Tour and they're getting all the match practice, is young Rob Cross and Daryl Gurney. They're two to watch out for.
Yeah, they've had big years, haven't they? They've got to the latter stages of a lot of tournaments. Certainly Rob Cross has caught the eye, hasn't he? Do you think he could go all the way?
It's anything's possible. I mean, me and Phil Taylor proved that anything's possible. Phil won in the Embassy at his first attempt. I did. I was an 80-1 outsider, and apparently Phil was a 125-1 outsider when he won the first one in 1990. So, yes, anything's possible.
Are you getting down there, or will you just watch it at home from the comfort?
I watch it on TV. It's a long old haul. It's not so bad getting to the bottom end M1, as you know. Then it's getting to the venues and things like that. And last year we did exhibition in Clapham. It took me 2 hours to get to the bottom at M1, and then it took me 2 hours to do other 8 or 9 miles.
Yeah, the joys of being a football reporter, I can more than sympathise with that story.
It's always better in the north as well, isn't it? Always better in the north, there's no doubt about that.
Of course it is. every time.
And then he's just looking at it as well, because obviously, as a young lad myself, when I'm speaking to all of my mates, it's all about getting down to the darts, whether it's Premier League darts, it's World Match Play as well. Are you surprised at just how much and the sort of the atmosphere that darts has managed to create now, and what an event it actually is for a lot of people?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with the Premier League, it gets the Northern people a chance to... To sample that atmosphere, and it's no use me or you trying to tell them that you've got to go to really appreciate what the atmosphere is like when there's 8,000 to 10,000 people in a big arena, and probably 5% has gone to watch darts, and the rest have gone for a good time and getting dressed up and trying to get on television and really really enjoying themselves, and the atmosphere is electric.
Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And I look at it as well, obviously, even the Premier League darts there as well being taken over to the likes of Holland and Germany. We've seen it taken around the world now. It seems like there's a real hunger from some other countries for getting in on the darts action as well now.
Yeah, it's about time. I'm just hoping it's not just the money what's caused the great interest. And it probably is. You know, I mean, Holland was the breakthrough country, wasn't it, with Barneveld, and it went from strength to strength. It died off a little. Now it seems to be Germany what's taking it up big time.
It's a bandwagon that looks like it's going to keep on rolling.
Pulling on.
Yeah. Just quickly then, back to what we're speaking to, obviously, regarding the prostate cancer. Any words of advice then for anyone that's listening or catches up with us afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, be nice if you gave a number out and I could ring up for advice. Not my number, because I'll get inundated, maybe.
Well,
but, I mean, if they can take any advice from anyone at... at your radio stations, to be fantastic. But the thing is if you see any slight change in your waterworks or something in that area, just go and have it checked. It's not going to hurt. It's not going to take a lot of time out of your life, and it might save your life. And that's the most important thing.
No, you're exactly right there. And I tell you what, Ace, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers, Dennis. Cheers,
thanks
mate.
A lot there. Cheers, Dennis.